Elsie's Holidays at Roseland by Martha Finley. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. The Elsie Dinsmore stories were penned in the mid-19th century by Martha Finley as a means to support herself after she suffered a serious injury. Finley wrote the 28 Elsie books until her death in 1909. She is buried in a small cemetery around the corner from her house, which still stands in Elkton, Maryland. Elsie's Holidays at Roseland by Martha Finley. Hope not sunshine every hour. Fear not clouds will always lower. Burns. Chapter First. O truth thou art, whilst tenant in a noble breast, a crown of crystal in an ivory chest. Elsie felt in better spirits in the morning. Her sleep had refreshed her, and she arose with a stronger confidence in the love of both her earthly and her heavenly father. She found her papa ready and waiting for her. He took her in his arms and kissed her tenderly. "My precious little daughter," he said, "papa is very glad to see you looking so bright and cheerful this morning. I think something was wrong with my little girl last night. Why did she not come to papa with her trouble?"
"Why did you think I was in trouble, papa?" she asked, hiding her face on his chest.
"How could I think otherwise, when my little girl did not come to bid me good night, though she had not seen me since dinner, and when I went to give her a good night kiss, I found her pillow wet and a tear on her cheek."
"Did you come, papa?"
she asked, looking up in glad surprise.
"I did. Now tell me..."